But there's a baker just down across the street.
Okay, well, that was from Pearl and Wood, and we certainly miss having them in town, but we have a special treat, and we're going to head over to the KD&K classroom and go live with Ellie Barber.
Okay, we're joined in the KD&K classroom today with Miss Ellie Barber, who some of y'all may remember from Pearl and Wood fame here in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Hello.
Welcome back to KD&K, Ellie.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a treat to be here.
It's an honor to have you here. So, where are you living nowadays?
In my car. Just kidding. I'm actually in the process of moving to Seattle from the Bay Area, and I decided to take a very long detour to Colorado.
That's great. So yeah. you've been around here in the valley for a few weeks, right?
Yeah, I have. I've been laying low and working from home and practicing my cello, writing new music, but it's great to be back.
That's great. And we're here to, well, not only just to catch up with you about everything, but you just released a 3-song EP, which I'm really excited to have in the KD&K library and get out there for our listeners. When did you leave the valley? And
it was about a year and a half ago, and I'm from the West Coast, so I was excited about, I mean, I love it here, and I was also excited about going back to my roots a little bit, and I was in California for about 6 months before COVID happened, so didn't quite get to fully sink in. But I did, as you say, I got to record a 3-track EP from home, which was a fun experience and a great quarantine project.
And for those of you who are not familiar with Pearl and Wood, when Ellie was living here in Carbondale, she was playing with Natalie Spears, who we just talked to just a few weeks ago. Released an album with Lizzie Plotkin, who resides over in Crested Butte, and Mark Zoller, former KD&K DJ, mm-hmm. Barn Darlington, was on percussions. And y'all made quite a stir here in the Roaring Fork Valley, one of the finest acoustic acts around, I would say.
Oh, thank you. It was such a blast. It's such a privilege to create in this community and to be here and to be able to play at Steve's and to have KD&K. It was just, it was so fun. And I miss it. I do.
And how have things been? It's like the big question with all musicians of how 2020 panned out for you over there in the Bay Area.
Yeah. So I was there for about 6 months and before everything shut down. And it actually ended up being kind of profound for me in that COVID really made me think about my priorities in life. And I honestly was thinking about my deathbed because that's what we were all doing in the beginning of this whole thing, and some still. And I realized that pursuing music full time was something that I would regret if I were on my deathbed. And I've always done it. You know, it's always been a part of my life, but kind of in a part-time way. And so, yeah, that kind of launched me into where I am. I am now under the moniker Olella, O-L-L-E-L-L-A, as a solo artist. And
Olella.
Olella, yeah. Or the underground name is Oyeya, because if you pronounce it in Spanish, that's...
Oyeya. I like that.
That was an accident, but it's a very good accident to have. But it's actually, it's been, I mean, challenging, of course, but there's a silver lining for me, which is that a lot of the cellists that I really look up to on the East Coast who are doing a lot of kind of crossover work from classical to jazz or folk or weird rhythmic stuff and bowing, a lot of them started teaching online classes with the pandemic at really reasonable prices. So I've just been taking a ton of classes, which has been really fun to advance my musicianship that way. And just it's stuff I've always wanted to do. And this actually oddly made it possible.
Wow. So the pandemic time sort of propelled you into taking more classes. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to learn more about jazz history and jazz, like a jazz approach to the cello, and that was a big thing, and improvisation on the cello, and it's like a totally different way of looking at the instrument and approaching the instrument as a classical player or someone who was raised classical. So I feel like I'm relearning the cello a little bit, and in the process, kind of developing my own voice, which is super cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how have you been sharing your music in San Francisco in the last year?
It's been, I mean, a lot has been online because of how everything is right now. Before that, I found some niche communities and some places to play. And there's a great group in the Bay Area called the Cello Madness Congress, which is a bunch of rogue cellists, a lot of which also sing like myself and host these shows once every month. Cello Joe is the guy to look up for that. He's all over the internet. But
I feel like that's one of the things that we're missing here in a small town. Know,
yeah. That's like something that only would exist in a city.
Wow.
For sure.
Well, we are so lucky to be here with you in the KDNK classroom live, and you just happen to have a cello in your hands.
How did this get here? A
couple of microphones.
Who set this up? Should I play one of my tunes?
I think so. I think our listeners would greatly appreciate it.
All right. This one is called Lava. It's on the new recording that's on all streaming platforms. And it's lava references the lava on the playground. If you've ever played Escape the Lava.
Oh, yeah. I have an 8-year-old daughter, so we play.
Yeah,
that.
You know.
Little boy jumps the lava between the platform and the slide, holding on to the bars as he swings from side to side. In his world where the demons play among the wood chips and the sand, they'll catch you if you're not careful. As he lends out his little hand, he says, I don't know why you won't follow me down where safe to stand. I don't know why you won't follow me to my sanctioned piece of land. I don't know why you won't follow me. Adults, they think they know. I don't know why you won't follow me, 'cause I know just where to go. Oh. Looking on our crack a smile, remembering that jungle of a world. Catch
myself standing still, wishing I knew how to unfurl. Parents standing at the borderline of two cultures yet to relate. One forgotten of the monsters ever present in their state. He says, I don't know why you always follow me down where it's safe to stand. I don't know why you always follow me to my sanctioned piece of land. I don't know why you always follow me. Adults, they think they know. I don't know why you always follow me.
Person audience here in the KDNK classroom.
VIP.
Thank you, Ellie. I've always known you to be an exceptional cello player, but the songwriting, wow.
You wrote
that song yourself?
And I sure did.
When did you write that?
I wrote that not long after I moved to the Bay. I was contemplating playfulness at the time and how we get kind of trained out of it as we age.
Well, exceptional job. It's really good to have you back in the Valley. We're all really excited about your 3-song EP, which is, does it have a name for the EP?
Yes, Reins. R-E-I-N-S.
And we're going to go out. Unfortunately, we need to go out with one more song from the EP. For Express Yourself today, and we're going to play...
It's called Fire Burning.
And everyone check it out. We're going to play the heck out of it here at KDNK, and check out Ellie Barber.
Olela.
Olela.
You can find me on all of the online things. Olela Music is the handle.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Ellie.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
There's a fire in my belly, been smoldering for a while. Coal's been seeping smoke, waiting for a good stoke. There's a fire building in my belly, fragile as a hands covered blocking the wind, a puff for some oxygen. There's a fire blazing in my belly, catching
us stand so close.